أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. لقد كان لكم في رسول الله أسوة حسنة لمن كان يرجو الله واليوم الآخر وذكر الله كثيرا. ولما رأى المؤمنون الأحزاب قالوا هذا ما وعدنا الله ورسوله وصدق الله ورسوله وما زادهم إلا إيمانا وتسليما. صدق الله العظيم. The ayahs that passed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about the condition of the munafiqeen, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showed us various things that were in their mind, and all of it indicated that they were not believers in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, nor did they have any love for our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When they came to battle, the only intention was the Mali Ghanimat, that is the booty, and there was nothing more to their participation in the battlefield. Here in these ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us a brief glimpse of the purity of iman and yaqeen of the sahaba ikram radiyallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in had. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows us, and from the beginning of the surah, the theme is the love for Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows us how we should have love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. What are those qualities, what are those factors that will determine that one has love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the true criteria of love for Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Beginning, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ. Certainly for you, O Ummah, in Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam is a beautiful example, an excellent example. That when we look at this ayah in the context of the surah in itself, we will find that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam was an example insofar as endurance and perseverance was concerned. We look at this incident of Al-Ahzab, the Battle of Trench, we will find that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam remained firm. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam remained steadfast. He was always hopeful of the nusrat and the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam had known that the defense of the deen of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala was most important, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam stood like a pillar. Now this is the first example we learn in the context of the surah in itself, that which has passed, that you and I also need to bring this quality, follow this example of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Perhaps not even so much insofar as the defense of Islam is concerned, that will be in actual fact the cherry on the top. But we need to remain firm insofar as our commitment to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that is ita'at and obedience of Allah Rabbul Izzat, following the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, being steadfast on the deen of Allah, restraining and refraining and keeping away from gunas and sins, not to get involved in any aspect of doubt that will bring a doubt to our iman, that will create weakness in our iman. And that is the first example that we should follow of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Over and above that, our ulama have written that the example of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam is in every facet, every aspect of the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Be it the inner heart of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that is also a very beautiful example for us. The akhlaq and the character of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam should be something that all of us should aspire for to the best of our ability. Secondly, the outward, and that is insofar as the appearance of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam is concerned, that should also be something that we as Muslims need to aspire for. It was that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loved. And the reality is this, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not only love Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and that is why Allah had given him a beautiful lifestyle. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says he will love anyone that followed the lifestyle of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. That is how much Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala loved our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So the outward appearance also, we should try slowly but surely try and get there in trying to fulfill one sunnah of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And then the third aspect is, insofar as the traits of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is concerned, the mannerism, the way Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam ate, the way Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam drank, and every aspect, the way he entered the masjid, the way Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam performed his salat, and every other aspect of the life of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in everything, Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam was guided by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and it was the most beloved deed in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had set that as an example for the whole of the ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam. For who is this uswatun hasana? For who is this beautiful and complete example? Allah says, لِمَنْ كَانَ يَرْجُ اللَّهَ وَالْيَوْمَ الْآخِرِ. For that person who has hope of meeting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the person that has hope of the day of Qiyamah. Now here the hope of meeting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala obviously will be connected to our iman, that we have firm iman in meeting Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah. It is going to happen, and obviously for that there is also the preparation that needs to take place. So if we know that we are going to meet Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah, and now we also know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be looking for certain criteria, and one of the criteria will be that that person that followed Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is and will be the beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it stands to reason then we will follow that sunnah and that tariqah of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. To have yaqeen that the day of Qiyamah is coming is one issue, and then obviously again the preparation for the day of Qiyamah, that also is another issue. And also on the day of Qiyamah, the meeting of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, all of it one criteria will be who followed my Nabi Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَذَكَّرَ اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا, and for that person who remembered Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala abundantly, and here Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has again, like in many ayat of the Qur'an, or rather most of the ayat of the Qur'an, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about his obedience, Allah speaks about the obedience of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, here Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has changed it, that uswatun hasana, that beautiful example is for that person who remembers Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala abundantly. It is not possible that a person remembers Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and he does not follow the tariqah and the sunnah of Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam. For that person to be on the sirat mustaqim, he has to do the both. Thereafter Allah Rabbul Izzah says, وَلَمَّا رَأَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الْأَحْزَابِ, and when the believers saw the ahzab, they saw the confederates, قَالُوا هَذَا مَا وَعَدَنَ اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ وَصَدَقَ اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala some few ayahs before this explained with regards to the munafiqeen that when they seen this, then they said, مَا وَعَدَنَ اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ إِلَّا غُرُورًا. Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah forbid, did not promise us but deceit. That was what they said when they saw the ahzab and they saw the confederates, the allied forces. But when the believers saw it, what did they say? مَا هَذَا مَا وَعَدَنَ اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ. This is what our Allah and our Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had promised us, that this day was going to come. And we Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised us, أَمْ حَسِبُتُمْ أَن تَدْخُلُوا الْجَنَّةِ وَلَمَّا يَأْتِكُمْ مَثَلُ الَّذِينَ خَلَوْا مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ مَسَّتُمُ الْبَأْسَاءُ وَالضَّرَّاءُ وَزُلْزِلُوا حَتَّى يَقُولَ الرَّسُولُ وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مَعَهُ مَتَى نَصْرُ اللَّهِ. The gist of the ayat is this, that does mankind think that they are going to enter Jannah when those halat and those conditions that had come down to the people of the past did not come down upon them? And what was those conditions? That the difficulties and the hardships that had come down upon them was of such a magnitude that the people began to ask, حَتَّى يَقُولَ الرَّسُولُ, the Nabi of Allah at that particular time, and those who had brought iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala began to ask, مَتَى نَصْرُ اللَّهِ, when is the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala going to come down? So those moments in those lives of the people of the past were very, very difficult moments, and this had come true at the time of Ahzab, وَزُلْزِلُوا زِلْزَالًا شَدِيدًا. Sahaba-i-Kiram had also gone through it, and all they said was, this is what Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had promised. وَمَا زَادَهُمْ إِلَّا إِمَانًا وَتَسْلِيمًا. That was the verbal expression, and insofar as the heart was concerned, Allah bears testimony to the fact that the quality of the iman had increased and the submission to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had increased. In other words, these situations in the munafiqeen, their nifaq got worse and exposed. The mu'mineen, the quality of their iman increased and they became more submissive to Allah tabarakahu wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdihi. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.